Okay, hi, I'm Alex Donaldson, and I will be interviewing you on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is 9th of July 2009. If you could just state your name, your age, if that's okay, and where you come from.
Amanda Hall, 42, from London.
Right. And how are you doing today?
I'm fine at the moment.
And how did you initially find out about the book?
I've known about the Fourth Plinth Project for a long time, all the other artists that have been on, so I imagine I just absorbed it from the newspaper.
And what in particular inspired you to take part?
My brother signed the family up and I got picked.
And do you come from quite an arty background?
Yes, yeah. Design background, yeah.
And what does art mean to you in your life?
It's quite a difficult question. I don't know, I just absorb it. It's interesting when I meet people that aren't from an artistic background. I met some people that worked at Westminster the other day, and it's interesting how it doesn't, the sort of architecture that they were showing me didn't figure at all in what they were looking at, whereas that was what I was interested in. For them, it was just the politics, you know. So I think you kind of just absorb it, if that's an okay answer.
And how are you feeling about going on the plinth? Do you have any particular ideas about what you're doing?
Yes, I do. Yes, I'm going to build a bread sculpture of Anthony Formley to look a bit like the Event Horizon project that he did in 2007. So it might be the first nude on the plinth.
Absolutely.
Him, not me.
That's great. And where did you draw the inspiration from for this?
It's all been very quick. So originally I'm a costume maker as a trade, and I wanted to do a skirt, plaited skirt, and have people dancing around the plinth, friends, that would, like a maypole, that would create a skirt. But it was obvious when I saw the plinth and the cameras and all that sort of thing, and also it's on two different levels, it was obvious that wasn't going to work with no practice. So I needed to find something else, and I'd like cooking, and Anthony Gormley wanted it to represent people, people's interests, and so I just sort of thought cooking, and I wanted to bring a bit of his work into it as well, and I just thought it would be fun to do a sculpture of him, which I can eat afterwards, with some friends that are coming.
So who have you got supporting you today?
Family, friends, I quite often work at the Opera House, so I think there are going to be lots of supporters from there. That tea break.
And are you looking to engage with the audience?
Yeah, I'll see what happens. There will be people there kind of helping me with times and that sort of thing, and maybe structure, because I think it might be a bit windy up there, which I've taken account of, but I'll see how that works.
And just to go back to the medium of bread, is there any significance?
No, I'm a bit worried that people might think it's Christian reference, but it's not at all, it's just bread.
And do you have
and it's
any
cheap.
And it's cheap.
And it's light.
Do you have any previous experience performing in public?
No, none at all. And I've only put it together once, because most of it's fresh out of the oven this morning.
Okay.
The top half.
That's great. And what are you about your relationship with London and kind of Mr. Trafalgar Square, kind of the heart of London, how are you looking to kind of interact?
I don't know, I felt quite homely, you know, I feel very at home in London, and I felt it was fine coming here. I quite often come to Trafalgar Square, so it's, or the National Gallery go to a lot, so it's, I feel quite comfortable. I don't, it's again, goes back to the question you asked me about art influencing my life, it's just part of it. More specific than that.
And going back to this kind of the artistic background, how has that influenced you as a person?
I don't know, it's just in me. So I don't know, really. I do lots of creative things, I suppose, and draw a lot, and go to lots of exhibitions and things. But that just seems normal to me, it's just what I do.
And are you doing this today for anyone in particular?
No, not really. I suppose a bit for myself, a bit for Anthony Gormley, whose project it is, and just want to have fun, really. I hope it looks fun. That's what I mean it.
Do you have any hopes or fears audio expectations for your hours?
I don't embarrass myself, and I hope it looks all right. I don't know, we'll see.
And what ultimately, what are you aiming to take away from this experience?
A lot of take away from the experience. I think it's just a celebration of art, and one of the ideas of me making the sculpture was that I would have a load of bread at the end, and I might have 50 or 60 people coming, so we're going to take it for a picnic in St James's Park afterwards. So it will be eaten, it won't be wasted. I like the idea that I don't have to store it either. It will just be eaten by the end of the day.
And do you think it will have a particular effect on your kind of outlook on your life?
No. I don't, but it will be fun, be a nice memory, so I'm sure it'll be a good fun thing to do.
Yeah, great. And just to go back to the kind of medium of bread, how exactly are you planning to use it on the
Well, basically I want to construct a life-size statue of Anthony. So I've got a wowl plinth with two dowel rods that go into it, and I'm going to slowly build up with sort of bagels his legs, and then it will go into his arms, which I have to tie on, and then his head will go on at the end. Oh, and his penis, of course, at the end, because I'm hoping it will be the first nude sculpture. But we'll see. That's all right, isn't it? I can do that. Yeah, it's made of bread. He's been naked around London before, hasn't he?
And have you pre-designed the kind of figure?
Yeah, I have some notion of what it will look like, but I just haven't assembled it in its entirety. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Great. That's great. Well, thank you so much.
That's all right.
Best of luck.
Thank you.